Regarding the consultation report on patient Milton Ford, consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger, reason for consultation, syncope, atrial fibrillation, history patient is a 63-year-old with a history of cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, syncope, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient is completing a shortness of breath and dizziness period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of atrial fibrillation ablation as well as non-sustained ventricular tachycardia period. Patient recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction 30 to 35% period. Current medication, irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide 300 mg-12.5 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, Coric 3.1 to 5 mg 2 times daily, gabapentin, nifedipine 30 mg daily, omeprazole, potassium supplement, sertraline, Flomax, ferrosulfate, and LHS period, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Past surgical history, patient has history of gastric bypass surgery period. A social history, patient has history of drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system, in general, denied recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment. Cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia. COPD, abdomen. No history of nausea, omitting or diarrhea, extremity no history of arthritis, neurological no history of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure 130 over 90, pulse is 50, 2 respiration 60, weight is 242 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema, clinical mission number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2, history of drug use. Number 3, history of gastric bypass surgery. Number 4, coronary artery disease. Number 5, syncope recommendation. Patient's cardiomyopathy, non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, as well as paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation, as well as to evaluate the inducibility of ventricular tachycardia. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger. Consultation date is 5/17/22.